Tension between Chad and Sudan over refugees and fighting on both sides of their border has dominated a summit of African nations hosted by Cannes in France today. Chad accused Sudan of attacking its territory but agreed to enter talks with Khartoum on the fighting in Darfur. Conflict in Darfur has spilled over into Central African Republic and Chad, heightening fears of instability spreading across the region. Meanwhile, aid agency Oxfam urged the international community today to tackle rising violence in eastern Chad before it becomes another Darfur. The spokesperson for Oxfam is Claire Rudback. She told us more about the situation in Chad.
We're very concerned that the situation in Chad is spiralling out of control. The number of displaced people in Chad has quadrupled in the last 6 months, from 30,000 people to more than 120,000 people. And those people are fleeing violent attacks on their villages. It's an extraordinary situation because there are already 230,000 refugees from Darfur sheltering in camps in eastern Chad. And now those people are being joined by Chadians fleeing this new wave of violence at home. It's becoming more and more violent in eastern Chad, and we're very concerned that the level of insecurity in eastern Chad, the threat to civilians, could become as bad or as serious as it is in Darfur.